Let's bring in our own specialist to take a look at the weather. Nature's HVAC and Heating. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, and how are you, Marshall?
Good. You feeling any better?
Not really. No. I'm just don't have any appetite. Not really. Don't want to eat. Stomach, you know, from time to time, just not right. Dragging, tired. Nothing too positive. And that includes the weather. Today's not a bad day. Sun and clouds, mid-70s, and there'll be more in the way of clouds as we go through the day. Cloudy tonight, 60. Tomorrow, showers or thunderstorm, 80. Showers and a thunderstorm Saturday, 75 to 80. And then partly cloudy Sunday, 80. And by Monday, it'll be sunny and the highs could go to 90.
So the 50-50 break happens. Sunday and Monday are going to be great.
Yeah.
And Friday and Saturday are going to be, doable because it's showers and thunderstorms. It's not like it's a two-day drenching rainstorm, but still. That 50-50 break, it's very hard to get 4 days back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
And especially Memorial Day. You have a better chance of doing that 4th of July and Labor Day, but not Memorial Day.
Right.
We're still in a, you know, very transitional kind of period weather-wise here in New England, so it's on the rough side. But listen, two-thirds of Memorial Day weekend, I don't count Friday. I don't count Friday as a day off. Most people are not off. Most people, you know, maybe they'll leave work early and try to, you know, get out on the roads, but most people don't have off on Friday. So I don't count Friday as the weekend. I do Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So two-thirds of the weekend, as far as I could see, will be good.
Well, I always count Friday because at 9:05 on Fridays every week, I'm done with work, and I don't really think about it too much. I don't come back in till Monday, so I do some work from home, but that's at my leisure. So for me, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Even though I come in, it's a holiday, so there's not that much to do on a Monday. So, all right, let's look at the National Weather Service, the hurricane forecast for this year. Pretty interesting. By the way, this is the seventh year in a row, by the way. They're predicting
above normal.
And what they say is there's normal trends. You know, it goes up and down 2 or 3 years one way. But this is the first time that it's been 7 years in a row. I guess they're predicting 26 named storms, and I think if I heard right, there's a six major storms. The destructive ones, something like that. Yeah, six would become hurricanes. They're saying three to six would intensify into major hurricane category 3 or greater. That's a bold prediction.
Let's see, I think you'll be able to hear this. I hope you can be able to hear this, but see if you can hear this. What does that sound like to you?
Do it again. Roll of the dice.
That's a quarter.
Okay, flip. All right.
Throw out all the numbers you want. The fact is very simple. As far as the United States is concerned, one major hurricane hit. That's all you need. So the skill is not forecasting how many hurricanes or tropical storms. The skill is, will there be a major hurricane hitting the United States? Forget about where, because you can't do that. But will there be one? No one knows. So that's all you really need, is one hurricane, a major hurricane, to hit the United States, and that's the end of that. And unfortunately, the skill is not there. Okay, so here we have, you know, all of these people predicting, there'll be six. Yeah, that's great. There could be 800 major hurricanes. And if they're all out in the Atlantic and they don't affect land, no big deal.
You know where they held a press conference on this?
New York?
Yeah, New York City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you look at it now, recently, basically, you do have the coastline of Northeast, the mid-central states in Florida, and the Gulf of Mexico. That is a lot of territory for storms to hit. That really is.
It is. And that's what I mean. You can't predict. You can't predict exactly where these things are going. You can't predict where they're going to form, when they're going to form, and what the intensity is going to be. They are just, that would be like me to say to you, Marshall, the cold front that's coming in tomorrow will produce a tornado over Torrington. How could I do that?
Yeah.
It's bizarre. You just can't. And it's the same thing. And hurricanes are huge and huge storms. So it just can't happen. But, I guess people find it fascinating to know, how many hurricanes, blah, 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 blah. So, it's fine. But I'm hoping that everything stays offshore and it's not going to bother anybody, including the islands.
Well, it's hard to tell.
Right.
We're kind of lucky here at, we were affected by hurricanes in the 50s, and we shored up every river that showed a potential for possibility of creating really bad problems. And we haven't had that many problems. Yeah, the shoreline has their problems, but they have their problems just with regular, shoreline erosion on a regular basis. Never mind hurricanes.
Right.
So,
So, in the meantime, again, that gets us nowhere. It's just a matter of waiting and watching. The computer models are forecasting something off the southeast coast next week, but that's where they keep it, off the southeast coast. So, I have a feeling you'll be hearing about Alex, next week. But again, it looks like it's staying off the southeast coast. And that's that, Marshall. I won't be going away this weekend, so sitting tight. Saturday, the weather's, very, very unsettled. Sunday, I got that birthday party to go to, and then Monday, is Memorial Day. So that's the end of that. So maybe we'll see the lake the following week. We shall see.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Right. Yeah, you're right. That's it.
You got to do what you got to do there, Pat.
Yeah.
It's we're getting older.
Yeah, we're not getting younger, that's for sure.
We don't have the recovery that we used to have.
No, we certainly don't.
Oh, well, we try though. We try.
Yeah, well, at least you're feeling better though.
I'm feeling better. I mean, it's not perfect, okay? It's not perfect, but it's much better than it was. Like I said, I can eat three small meals a day. But I'm still a little a little tentative with what I'm selecting. Like today, what did I have for breakfast? I just had some scrambled eggs, and I have these pans that I can make them without any grease. And I wrapped it in a flour tortilla. That's it. Nothing else. No salt, no pepper, no nothing.
Yeah, I don't even have that. Yesterday I had an English muffin. That was it. And my lunch was two slices of toast with jelly on it. I don't have an appetite, It's like I'm eating because I have to. Otherwise I wouldn't.
Have you spoke to your doctors more about it?
No, I just figured it's going to take time because I don't think it was food poisoning. Food poisoning, generally, when it leaves your system, within 24 hours, you feel better. When you have a virus like this, it takes a while. It takes a few days to get over it. So I do think it's a virus, and I told you. I spoke to people, in four different states, and everybody said, oh, yeah, we had food poisoning over the weekend. Oh, everybody had food poisoning. in different states. No, I don't think so. And my yoga instructor told me that she's been hearing about people having stomach bugs. So it's obviously going around, Marshall.
Well, I'll take stomach bugs over COVID.
Oh, yeah, so will I. Yeah, so will I. Yeah, totally.
There's no doubt about it. I'll take that. I'll take that over COVID.
I agree with you.
Even though I've stayed away from COVID, so I got my first two shots, and I have not got my booster shots simply because of my asthma, which developed. So we're steering clear of that for right now.
Yeah, I got my booster, but I didn't get that second one. I've been holding off on that because I just don't know if it's needed. And not only that, next month I have to go for blood work for them to check my cholesterol, and they are also going to check for antibodies. So if that comes back and the antibodies are way up, I don't feel I need a booster shot.
All right. Well, let's go over this forecast for today and into the holiday weekend, which Pat, I agree with, starts on Saturday. With me, it starts on Friday.
Right. Sun and clouds, mid-70s today. Showers and a thunderstorm to start Marshall's holiday weekend, Friday, 80. Showers and a thunderstorm to start mine, 75 to 80 Saturday, but partly cloudy, 80 on Sunday, and Monday could go to 90 and sunny.
And now is that warm weather next week going to stay, that on Monday going to stay the week, or is it going to back out?
Well, looks like it's going to stay the week. You're going to be wearing your shorts.
I'll be wearing shorts tomorrow.
Well, good for you.
I didn't wear them today because for some reason it felt a little damp at 50-some degrees, so I didn't wear them today. Well, Pat, I want you to feel better.
Thank you.
And I hope you can graduate. You can graduate from toast to something else.
I hope so too. And I'll let you know tomorrow when we speak again.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.